love me. Want everyone to know why I'm in love with you.
Dedication to those of us that have been through it, yes, this year, 2016. That means that bad experiences, associations, betrayals, health issues, all kinds of different things that went down, okay? I mean, all of these things also, though, we got to remember, keep in mind, have helped to shape, enhance, mold and elevate us for future success. So tonight, let us have thought on those precious moments we lost due to our trusts and loyalties on certain people or certain circumstances or certain things that we just assumed were going to go the way we thought they were going to go. And when we believe those people that told us, you can trust me. And above all, let us discuss and dwell on what God's word has to say about those matters of trust and betrayals and other things that we went through in this past year. These questions and more will be explored by your relationship mentor hosts, June Lewis and Ken Autry, on this special episode of Relationships God's Way, the last show of this 2016 year, entitled Let Christmas Reset Your Life, on the Real Talk Entertainment Network, where you will hear real talk on the very real issues of today. I introduce you to your spiritual relationship mentor host, first Sister June Lewis, then Brother Ken Autry, who will do the opening prayer of this special holiday episode of Relationships God's Way, entitled Let Christmas Reset Your Life. Then later they shall beckon you to come forward with your questions or comments about issues of relationships as it relates to the content of this show, and discuss how they can and or should be dealt with according to the Word of God. Right here on the most influential internet radio network on the net, R10. Now, without further ado, let us welcome our host, Sister June Lewis, and Brother Ken Autry. Take it away and minister to us about tonight's episode after you tell us about how you guys feel and the prayer.
Amen, amen. Thank you again, Ed, for bringing us on air right now. I just want to say that this is a very touching topic. A lot of people are going through things, and we just want to really speak to your hearts and inspire your souls today to start the new year off with a different perspective on life. But without further ado, I'd like to introduce my brother Ken so that he can lead us in prayer.
Good evening. Blessings, peace, may the grace and provision of the Father God, the Son, and the Spirit be all upon all of those who have ears that can hear. We always start the program with asking God to intervene with us so that we may promote His word respectfully, righteously, and faithfully. There's one thing that we must understand, that we must agree to disagree. No one on this program with their comments is absolutely 100%. It's got to be their way. So if you have comments that you want to make, and it may be going against whatever you hear, just speak your heart, speak the truth, speak what you feel, because no one will convict you. No one will judge you for your statements. Heavenly Father, Christ Jesus, Holy Spirit, we ask that you intervene in the lives of all of our loved ones, our friends and associates, that during this time of the year, we celebrate the gift, the greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts that was given to mankind, which is your Son, Christ Jesus, that we may achieve the ultimate life, which is everlasting in your presence and glory. We ask that you direct our steps tonight and keep us on point, that we be able to talk about Christmas and resetting your life and finding peace, joy, and happiness in all that we do. We love you, Father God. We praise you, Lord Jesus. We hold you the highest of the high, Holy Spirit. Let us begin our show. Sister June, what you got to say? Hey.
What's up, Ken? I'm just happy, you know, to be with you tonight on the line. And like you said, resetting our life for Christmas. And I just wanted to, you know, dig in some scriptures about betrayal. You know, a lot of us have gone through it. Even Jesus Christ himself has been betrayed by people that said they were his friends. You know, some of us have been betrayed by our family members, our job, our coworkers, and things of that nature. And I think in order to move on into Christmas and to reset our life, it starts with forgiveness, acknowledgement and forgiveness. It says in Matthew 6:14-15, "For if you forgive others their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." So I think one of the ways for us to start the new year on a new slate or to reset yourself this Christmas is to allow your heart to forgive those who have hurt you and those who have betrayed you throughout this year and prior.
Amen. It's a great state of mind to have. Another great scripture regarding that is in Romans 12:17. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, "Vengeance is mine. I will repay," says the Lord. So therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Those individuals who have wronged us and many situations in life, that happens. And it's always a human instinct to go for an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. And in the Word, it says, let me handle it for you. It's a complex thing to do, because I've had to face it many times. But I will unequivocally tell you that it works. Those individuals who are haters, who are jealous, who are envious, and who bring wrath into your life, don't go after them with trying to repay them, or trying to get vengeance, or trying to one-up them. Sit back and take it to Father God, to Jesus, to the Holy Spirit. Put it in prayer that those transgressions against you be laid to the side. And I'll tell you what happens when you do that. You're giving the judgment to the judge, to the absolute judge, who can bring wrath upon your enemy far more than you could ever do. And the other factor is that it takes and alleviates all of that animosity and anger off of you. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been wrong and that it's all on you? You wake up in the morning and you feel hate. You feel revenge. Okay? But when you do this, you'll wake up the next morning and you won't feel that hate. You won't feel that revenge. It'll be gone. So you can live your life in peace, joy, and tranquility. This time of the season is somewhat interesting. Let us not forget the reason for the season. Christmas is spelled C-H-R-I-S-T, Christ, M-A-S-S, Christmas. This should be a celebration first, priority, not about the situations with gifts, not about capitalism, not about a big fat man that's going to come down your chimney, which I don't have. And in my neighborhood, he might have a problem coming down. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that we should prioritize first the primary reason for Christmas. And I will throw this back to you, June. What do you feel is the primary reason to celebrate Christmas?
Definitely, like you said, Christmas starts with the word Christ, and this is a season that we want to celebrate the birth of Christ. This is a season where we want to show love to one another, and we want to be changed and renewed in the spirit. And the enemy will do things, and he'll place things in our lives to bring us down. A lot of people are struggling with sickness right now. A lot of people are struggling with financial instability and things that are put in place by the enemy definitely to destroy you. So even when it comes down to the topic of betrayal, in Psalms 55, 12 to 14, it says, for it is not an enemy who taunts me, then I could bear it. It is not an adversary who deals insolently, I should have read this first, insolently with me, then I could hide from him. But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. We used to take sweet counsel together. Within God's house, we walked in the throne. So think about it, what this is saying. When someone comes and they betray you, it's usually not an enemy that you are aware of. You know, the enemy uses those that have, who are closest to you to bring you down. He knows what's going to hurt and what's going to bother. So he wants to bring those people in your life that you consider friends, those that you seek counsel. And that's what we have to be very careful of, is those people that are closer to us being used and allowing the enemy to use them to bring us down, even at a season such as Christmas.
Excellent. Excellent. I have the mission that it is a time for us to celebrate and appreciate I call it the second greatest gift that God has given us, which is his son, Christ Jesus, to come and rectify the wrong that was done and give us an opportunity to find eternal life and bliss. Because when man was made, I think that was the very first gift. It was that God created man, and he did that by scooping up some earth, and he breathed on it, and the man became a living being. I believe that was the first gift. We got life from God, from his breath. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. What a great gift. We wouldn't be experiencing life had he not done that. And then, to show the love that he had for us, even though there were significant transgressions, he allowed his only begotten son come on this earth and be persecuted and be crucified and die and resurrected so that we could have everlasting life. That to me is the number one priority for Christians. And if you have that perspective, again, it's not about your provisions. We're talking about betrayal, but we're also talking about people who get very depressed at this time of year because they don't have the provision. I've lived it myself, and I'm sure many of you might have also, where I've had a very lean Christmas. In fact, there was no Christmas tree. There might have been a poinsettia plant. And there was only one gift that was going to be given because I didn't have enough do-re-mi cash to be able to give more than that. And it is a situation where you can get depressed if you make that your number one priority. We're always manipulated by standards that we might see in movies and TV and everything else. We see a great Christmas in a movie, and there's a big decorated tree, and all the family is around, and there's a fireplace, and there's like 100 gifts under the tree, and everybody's celebrating. And that imagery is what we want to emulate. We want to copy. But many times, we may not have the provision to do that. Again, if your priority is Christ for Christmas, that is something that will diminish that negativity and give you the perspective of what this is all about. But it's a matter of giving. It's a matter of expressing love and recognition. So those who might be distraught or impacted because you don't have the means to bring about that imagery that you saw in the movie, don't worry. It's not about trying to be with the Joneses, trying to keep up with the Joneses. The Joneses, those who have blessings and can do that, that's fine. Not to be envious or jealous of them, but to be thankful that you have life and that you have the ability to have everlasting life is enough. Would you agree in some of that, John?
Yes, like you said, for us to have everlasting life, and we should be focusing on the positive aspect of Christmas. We should be focusing on what Christmas is about and what it means to us, and being thankful and having family. You know, being thankful for what we have, our family, our home. Even if we don't have money, we should just be thankful for the fact that we have a warm home that we live in, that we have food available to us and things like that. But so many people are focused on relationships and how they've been treated, how they've been betrayed, that they can't go on. Many people will not be spending Christmases together because of betrayal that they've been through in the past. Relationships have been distorted. I think that it's the time where God wants to restore relationships and bring people closer to Him, draw people closer to Him, and have people to have forgiveness in their hearts so that they can move on. And this could be the year of change.
Yeah, that's definitely true. One can find negativity and unhappiness in many walks in life. And when one finds that, there's one remedy that's consistent with all of those kinds of issues. And you just said it, change. Things are not going right. There's one element that must be put in place. Change. And to change spiritually and to receive the power that you can receive spiritually is an absolute positive element that works. It really works. No matter what you are facing, there's a statement that was made to Mary, who was the mother of Jesus, when she was told she was going to become pregnant, to be impregnated by the Holy Spirit. She was saying, how can this be? I've never been with a man, and how can this be? I'm a virgin. And the angel told her unequivocally, with God, there is nothing that's impossible. So no matter what you are facing, no matter what dilemmas you might be involved in, change. Ask, seek, and knock, and it will be given to you. But you have to do your part. You have to understand that there is a power available for you to assist you, to give you all of the provision and strength that you need to overcome every circumstance in life. A personal note, just recently, I found out that I've contracted cancer, and it's one of the biggest challenges of my life. Anytime a person has those kind of life-threatening situations, it's seriously significant. But it hasn't dampened my spirit about Christmas, because Christmas, to me, is about joy. It's about peace. It's about love. It's about giving. It's one of the times of the years that we can see humanity, organizations feeding people, organizations, different people giving out toys and provisions to less fortunate people. People talking, conversing honorably and peaceably and not arguing. I mean, you know, it's still out there. There's still the haters, and there's still people that do that. But to me, in spite of all of the trials and tribulations that I have in my life, I sit back and I celebrate Christmas. And it's also a time of family. It's a time of close friends. And that's a joyous thing. Celebrate it. Those things that come at you that are negative, kick them to the side, kick them to the curb, and dwell in the positive aspects of Christmas. And not just Christmas, of all of the holidays, New Year's, as well as what's past, Thanksgiving. These are times of celebratory hope. See, that you have faith, it brings about peace. Because you know that you have the greatest provision in existence assisting you. So for those of you who have been betrayed, for those of you who have provisions that are limited, for those of you that are facing life circumstances, this is a time, in spite of all of those negative things, that if you dig deep, you can find that peace and that joy. And that tranquility. It's all about love. L-O-V-E. Love God the Father with all of your essence. love your neighbors as you would have them love you or as you love yourself. Both of those statements were given by Jesus when his posse, his apostles, asked him, what is the greatest commandment? And he said, there are two. Love God with everything that you can love him with, and love your fellow man and woman with the way that you would love yourself. Notice those two statements started out with the word love. This is a time, a reason for the season.
In Hebrews 5, 12, 14, it says, for thou by this time you ought to be teachers. You need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracles of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of unrighteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature, for those who have their powers of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil. So I think this scripture right here lets the believer understand this is what we need. We need to focus on the discernment of God to understand who is for us and who is against us, allowing God to lead us. And those people that are in our lives that should not be in our lives, we should ask God to remove those that are not there for our good, remove those that are not there to help us prosper, but instead using us as a stepping stone to bring us down. There are people in your life that mean you no good. You may have friends right now that, or enemies actually, that you call your friends that are working very hard to make sure that you don't succeed. But you got to realize that you have a protector. You have a provider in your life right now that is covering you right now and that is going to be there for you, and that's going to make sure that you succeed and you excel in everything that you do. We need to trust him and learn to depend on God. We need to become prayerful, and we need to start fasting. So this is the season to turn over a new leaf. This is the season to walk away from those that are bringing us down. I say this is the season to cut off those people that are not going and helping you to move into your next direction and the next dimension of God. And I pray that you use discernment in this season to understand who is for you and who's not for you. And like Ken has been saying this whole time, go and step into the new year, step into the Christmas season with Thanksgiving. Like he said, here he is on the line inspiring us even while he's battling cancer. If that's not inspiring, if that's not enough to make you get up and dance from A to B, then I don't know what will. This is a man that said that he's just been diagnosed with cancer, but he still has the spirit to say, thank you, God. He still has the spirit to come online and share and inspire us, you know, and still say, you know, well, this is the season for the Lord. This is Christmas. And I think that's what life is all about. I think life is all about praising God in spite of the situation.
Well, thank you so much for that recognition. It's not easy. And sometimes life is not easy. But to prevail, we sometimes have to muster up strength. And when you ask for the strength of the provider, you can get it. I call it supernatural. As human beings, we have limitations as human beings. But when you ask and request the Father to give you his strength on top of your human strength, then you are enhanced and increased in ability. So you have super on your natural. It is a wonderful gift that can be acquired all year long. And one of the factors that we talked about in the beginning was Christmas reset. Some of our listeners are stuck in the past. I like to say, don't say coulda, woulda, shoulda, because coulda, woulda, shoulda has passed. past is the past. It can't be changed. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on now and the future. Learn from the past. Remember those things. But don't let them influence you to where Christmas of yesteryears that were not so good. Some people sit back and dwell on it. Well, you know, in 2008 we didn't have any food and such and such. That's gone. That's done. It's over. Don't keep dwelling in that, because all it's going to do is bring you down. Think about now. Think about the things that you can do now. Even if you don't receive any gifts, per se, from capitalism, from going to Macy's and the big stores and getting all of these presents wrapped, even if you didn't get one, you got one from the Father. So you're not left out. Right from the get-go, you got the greatest gift, or one of the greatest gifts that mankind could receive. And if you receive something from grandma and grandpa or your children, or you get gifts, then that's the icing on the cake.
Amen. Amen. Okay, you are listening to tonight's episode of Relationship God's Way, entitled Let Christmas Reset Your Life, with your hosts June Lewis and Brother Ken Autry. To those listening online and you want to join into the conversation, just simply dial 914-205-5363, then press 1 to comment with either me or Ed, sorry, or Ken. We'll just continue to listen online where it actually sounds better. Either way, we hope you will continue to be stimulated by the conversation on the most influential internet radio station on the net, the R10. We'll be right back.
Thank you. that there would be peace on earth. All creation, every power, every life would call on his name. Children, love has arrived, and you know the world will never truly be the same.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my refuge.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my tower, my friend.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he came to my rescue, and I don't understand it, but I know the love he's given me will never end.
There is joy in the world because my Savior reigns. He's the source of my strength, Lord of lords, King of kings, my salvation, my Redeemer, in the face of all I fear. He is love without compromise, and I know that he's the reason that I'm standing here.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus,
he's my Savior.
Jesus,
he's my
Jesus,
oh yeah.
Jesus,
Jesus,
my power,
Jesus,
my strength,
my power,
Jesus,
my strength.
Jesus,
he's the source of my joy. I give him all my devotion, hey, cause I know that I will never be the same again. He's my provider, he's my hope when I fall. There when I need him, when nobody else will call, he's right on time.
The love of my life.
He gave me power, the faith to stand. Hey,
Jesus is the love of my life.
And I want to thank you, Lord,
for my life.
Cause I know that I will never be alone again.
I want to talk to you about
Jesus. Jesus is the love of my life.
When I couldn't stand
Jesus,
up straight.
Jesus, Jesus is the love of my life.
Couldn't sing the songs
Jesus,
I'd like to sing.
Jesus is the love.
I want to talk to you
Jesus,
about Jesus.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He gave me a chance.
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus is the love of my life.
If it wasn't for Jesus,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. The love of my life.
I wouldn't be here today.
Jesus, I don't deserve
Jesus,
it. Lord,
Jesus,
I know that you're worth it. So I just ask,
just
you,
ask Jesus,
and I keep on asking.
Just
Jesus,
ask Jesus.
The love of my life.
I know,
Jesus,
Lord, I know.
Jesus,
you set me free.
Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You can call on
me. You can call on
Jesus.
When you need
Jesus,
a friend.
Jesus.
When your brother
Jesus
can't be found. You can call on
you
Jesus.
You don't know like I know.
You can call on Jesus. Heavenly Father.
Hey, and welcome back to tonight's episode of Relationship God's Way, entitled Let Christmas Reset Your Life, with your host, June Lewis, and Brother Ken Autry. To those listening online and you want to join into our conversation, just please call 914-205-5363 and press the number 1. Or just continue to listen online where it actually sounds better. Either way, we hope you'll continue to be stimulated by our conversation on the most influential internet radio station on the net, the RSS.
Jar 10 does it again. Interesting topic tonight, would you say?
Yeah, it is an important topic. It is something that will actually transform someone's life if they really take heed to what it is that we talk about tonight.
Well, I hope that some of our listeners will help me to lift up one of my neighbors, Pookie Jones. He was at the intersection the other day and saw three ladies standing on the corner getting ready to cross the street. And he yelled out to them, "Ho, ho, ho." And then they came and beat him up.
You said that they said, "Ho, ho, ho," and they ran to beat him up?
He said to them, "Ho, ho, ho." And then they came and they beat him up.
Yes, they took it as a derogatory term.
Ah, you got it. You got it. That was a little levity, a little humor. It didn't really happen. You have to be careful how you say that expression. Ho, ho, ho. But it is a Merry Christmas. Celebratory time. Get out and do something fun. Spread love. Give. Have peace, joy, and happiness. I love it. I love this time of the year. Some folks really, I mean, I'm not going to get into the specific denomination, but they don't even celebrate Christmas. In fact, they feel that it is a paganistic service and that it's not correct. And I'm not saying they're wrong or right, but I'm just saying that, man, how could you not celebrate the birth and the existence of the only begotten Son of God? I don't know. But it's up to us. It's up to each and every person to direct and control your thoughts. We are what we think. We are what we do what we think. But we have the power to manage and control our thoughts. Sometimes thoughts come into our realm of thinking that are crazy, and then we just push them out. And some of them come across, and they land, and they sprout, and they stay with us. Because they put those kinds of negative thoughts in our mind, and then there we go, into negativity. I believe, and this is my belief, if you dwell in positive, you get positive. If you dwell in negativity, you bring negativity. So, what is the value of life? Father God says he wants us to live an abundant life. So dwell in positive. And when those negative things come into you, I guess in reference to resetting your Christmas impacts from past to now and maybe even in the future, do it in a positive sense. Remember those things that might have been limited, and work towards correcting that if it needs to be. But you can do it. You can think, well, this wasn't such a great Christmas. I didn't have everything I wanted. Da 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 da. But next Christmas, hey, I'm going to establish a Christmas account. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. So next Christmas is going to be the Christmases that I have experienced. Just a mindset. Don't dwell in the negative aspects of life. Does that make sense, Jim?
Amen. You do. And I was just going to piggyback on what you said about some people thinking that, you know, Christmas is paganism. You know, everybody's open to their own interpretation of the Word of God, like we've discussed prior. I just like to say that, you know, we celebrate this time, even though the Bible does not say that December 25th is the Lord's birthday. It does not require us to celebrate his birthday. Nonetheless, we do this as a tradition just to show honor, you know, to show honor and love, just like it's not required that we celebrate our own birthday. But we do it as a tradition, and we do it because that's what we want to do, you know, and it's not required. But what is required of us is to love people the way God loves us and to forgive people the way God forgives us. And in order for us to step into our next dimension and in order for us to move on, we have to forgive, like I said in the opening. We have to forgive. I was just looking at scripture back at Delilah and how Delilah had violated Samson. It says in Judith 16:18, when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called the Lord of the Philistines, saying, come up again, for he has told me all his heart. Then the Lord of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hands. So basically, she sold out her man, you know, someone who had loved her and trusted her just so that she can get riches. So be aware, again, I'm going to reinforce, be aware of those Judases in your life. Be aware of those Delilahs in your life. But understand that God is more powerful than those people that rise up against you. And you can forgive. If Jesus Christ can be nailed to the cross and forgive those who sinned against him, even right as they beat him and they spit on him and they hurt him very bad, and if he can forgive them, then how much so should we be able to forgive those who hurt us and who bring pain upon us? Because like Ken said earlier, we have the greatest gift, and the greatest gift is life. So if you don't see no gifts underneath your tree on a Christmas day, understand that the fact that you woke up was the biggest gift and the biggest blessing that anyone could ever, ever give you.
Amen. That's real. Well, the Father said, let your heart not be troubled. If you believe in God, this is Jesus, he said, you also believe in me. And the opportunity is that he said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. And if it weren't so, I would have told you. And I leave to prepare a place for you. And I go to prepare a place for you. I'll come back again and receive you to myself. He said, whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in me, the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this, my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be able to be my disciples. As the Father loved me, also I have loved you. Abide in my love. These are words that are so prominent in my life because I know that there is an advocate for me who has great things in store for me. If I obey and if I believe, faith is the number one thing that you have to have. In your circumstances in life, again, if they're not going good for you, it requires change. And to promote that change, the greatest advocate that you could have is the Father God, Christ Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. But you have to ask, seek, and knock. Not that he can't provide it just on his own, but when you do, you request to the greatest power source in existence. So I agree with you, Mrs. Lewis, that your statements are so correct and profound. For those who have a problem with Christmas and saying, you know, Jesus wasn't born on the 25th of December, and as she stated, there's nothing documented that it was. It could have been July 6th. But this is a date that humanity, and again, all across not just this nation, but all across the world, everyone is celebrating and recognizing that we have been given the opportunity for everlasting life through the gift that we all share, no matter what you're going through. Plug in, receive, acquire the strength, the power that you need to succeed.
Amen. In Exodus 21 through 26, it said, "And God spoke to all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth or beneath, that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers on the children of the third and fourth generation of those who hate me." Now, the reason why I read that scripture is because it says, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt and the house of slavery." I want our listeners to understand that when you have been done wrong, when someone has hurt you and you do not forgive them, you have come their slave. You are in bondage of what they've done to you. Like Kim said earlier, when you keep remembering the Christmas of the past, oh, 2008, we ain't have no money. 2009, I lost my job. 2010, I lost my grandmother. Those things hold you captive. When you're unable to make peace with your situation, those things hold you captive. And the Lord said that he brought us free out of Egypt so that we are not held by anything. We are not to idolize relationships that are in our lives. When we have people that love us, count yourself blessed. Count yourself wealthy. Don't look at it and idolize these people that we are connected to. Do not bow down to circumstances and situations and people, because people are human and they're going to hurt you. But what you got to do is trust in God and look towards heaven for your word and for your help. And God will deliver you, because he didn't call us to be in bondage. He called us to be free. And that's what we need to focus on as we move forward into 2017.
Hey, we just got a message from our producer that someone has called in from area code 646. I don't know who you are or if you're still continuing listening, but if you press the number 1, you can give us your flavor, what you're thinking, how you feel, and we would appreciate that. So 646, hit 1, and let us know how you feel about the dialogue that we've been speaking. Reset your life. Reset your life. How does one do that? June, do you have an antidote or a remedy for resetting your life?
Yeah, forgiveness. Like I've been talking about this whole night. That is the antidote. We cannot move forward until we face what we are dealing with right now. We have to hit head on, face to face, confront the issues in which we have in our lives today that is holding us back, and we have to make a conscious decision that we are no longer going to be shackled to the circumstance anymore, that we are going to be reset. Like what you would do with your phone when your phone gets stuck and you can't boot it no more, you can't go on, everything's moving slow, we reset it. And we have the ability to do that with our lives, but first you have to confront what it is you're dealing with and make a conscious decision that you're going to move on and move out of that situation, and you're not going to allow that to hold you back any longer.
To piggyback on what you just said, is also your environment. If change needs to be made, environment is a very important factor. Those people who might have wronged you, disengage from them. Don't be around them. People who gossip or who are haters or who try to promote drama, step to the left of them. Those who you associate with can influence you to do what they do.
I remember one time when I was working for IBM in accounting, and they would always have a Friday night bowling league. They asked me many times to come and go bowling with them, and I said, I'm not a bowler. I don't want to do that. But one time I did just because of the social aspect. They had food and stuff. And when I was there, one of the team members got sick and couldn't perform. They asked me to do it, so I reluctantly went out, and I bowled a 200 score, which is pretty good. And so guess what? I went back a second, third time. The next thing I know, I open my closet door. I've got my own ball with my initials on it, my bowling glove, and my bowling shoes. The moral of this story is the point I'm trying to make is those who you associate with can influence you to be involved in their situations. So if you're around people who are bringing that kind of negative factor into your life, disengage. Know that they will get you to do what they do if you want to be part of their process. That's also a very significant point in change, in resetting your life. And some may want to continue on the same path that they're on. And if you are and you're not happy, if you do the same thing, you're going to get the same results. Beloved, if it's not good, I'll just say it again. You've got to make a change. And if it's really good and it continues to be good, promote it. Because that's what life is about. Life is about happiness, joy, peace, tranquility, living an abundant life. While you're here and after you take your last breath, it's about good, good, good. Stay in the good lane. It's more better than the bad lane, trust me.
Amen, and I agree with you. We definitely got to connect ourselves with positive people. We definitely got to change our environment. We cannot just be connected with anyone. We cannot just be connected with anyone and then assume that things are going to be okay. If we, you know, have negativity around us all the time, then even if we're trying to stay positive, that energy is going to start to bring us down. That energy is going to start to transpire in our lives, even if you didn't even feel that way to begin with. I know there's times where I'm dealing with something and I'll call up a friend, I'll call up a cousin, and I'll start complaining. And they could be having a good day, but my energy, my aura will disturb their whole day. So we got to be mindful of those people around us and those people that we're communicating with. And if it is ourselves, like I just said about myself, if it's ourselves, then we need to check our tone and realize what we are bringing to other people. Because you don't know how much a person can handle. You might be coming them with drama, and they might be on their last straw. Now you done set them off, and they're about to commit suicide because what you had to say to them was too heavy. So we have to really reevaluate our words and think about from what place of the heart is it coming from. Is it to edify and to establish and build up, or is it to bring down and to hurt? You know, that's something that we have to be aware of.
You never so true a statement. I remember one morning I got up and I was feeling so good. I went and got my Wheaties and sat down and turned on the news. And about 15 minutes later, I was depressed because of all of the negativity that was on the news. And it enlightened me to what we were just talking about. Those who want to influence you negatively, you've got to change the channel. You got to watch something else. You got to be involved in something else and not let them spoil your day, not them spoil your week, your month, your year, your life. And there are folks out there, believe me, who are agents of the evil one. I think, Joan, you mentioned, or June, you mentioned earlier that the evil one sometimes doesn't attack you straight on. He attacks those who are around you, especially your loved one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that you just so knowledgeable. Girl, you so good. Because I've experienced that. You know, some of the family members that, or even close friends, I could see that they were promoting evil. And I was fortunate enough to have the insight and the awareness to move on. Sometimes that's difficult because those people are close parts of your life, and they're not all bad. They bring good, but he knows how to bring about temptation in all forms. And if you don't stay on, the right path, or you're motivated to get on the wrong path, you find yourself in a hole trying to figure out how you got there.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I can attest to that. I remember one time, and I wrote this in my book also, I said that the enemy, he'll keep telling you things, and then he'll bring you completely out of character. And then when you find yourself in the middle of the ocean, he just drop you and leave you and laugh. And you looking like, how did I get out here? Like, how did this happen?
Mm-hmm. Right in front of your face all the time, you wasn't paying attention.
Amen.
You got caught in the grip of temptation, and I got you to step in the doo-doo.
Lord have mercy. That's what I say, you got to be watchful. You know, you got to be watchful because your enemy, Satan, he prowls around you, you know, looking for someone to devour. It's a scripture in the Bible that say that, how he prowls looking for someone to devour. And we got to just stay armed and covered with the blood of Jesus. Now when I pray, my favorite thing to say is cover me, cover my family, cover my friends, cover my ministry, because I realize that the enemy wants to find a way to seep in to anything that is good. He wants to seep in and ruin. So we got to continue to be covered in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus.
That's absolutely. You're so good. You're so good. You know, I know we have a very, very knowledgeable producer. I wonder if he might be able to chime in on some stuff. Mr. Ed, are you there?
Yes, I am. How y'all doing?
Hi, Ed.
Well, from the studio end, you guys seem to be doing pretty good. How you guys feel you're doing?
I feel good. I feel good to minister to the people. I hope that they receive a word from us tonight, and I hope that they've been blessed.
Speaking from the mind, spirit, heart, and soul, speaking truth, I feel good.
That's good. That's good. I have to commend both of you for doing a great job tonight, especially the brother Ken for your announcement and all. You know how we are here at R10, and me personally, my buddy, you know, about, you know, you and your personal situation, your challenge, and you're in our prayers, you're in my prayers especially, and, you know, you're going to come through this all right. You know that, right?
I receive and believe. Thank you.
There you go. Now, back to tonight's show as far as let's let Christmas reset your life. I mean, people got to realize this is the reason this day, December 25th, was chosen for the celebration of the life of Christ, because when you look at the history, that's originally what it was set for, to celebrate his life, not his birth. But then over time, people said, oh, it's by the birth of Christ. And so a lot of people think it's supposed to celebrate his birth, but in reality, it's to celebrate his life. Okay. I mean, it's you know, you can research. It's not just my opinion. But, of course, we came to see it as the celebration of his birth. And this is where your conflicts come in. Like you said earlier, Brother Ken, about how some people will say, oh, he wasn't born on the 25th of December. Yeah. Well, I mean, even the Bible says he was born in a time that probably wasn't snowing, okay? But, you know, that's a whole other thing in itself. But right now, we're going to talk about 2016 rather than the last 2,000 years of history of Christmas, right? And my quick take, I'm going to let you guys go, is basically every year you go through some stuff. I don't know if you guys are familiar with a cartoon Christmas show that comes on every year, or used to come on every year, called, what was the name of that show? Something about the Happy New Year, Baby Happy New Year or something. I think it was the Rudolph Happy New Year or something like that. And it was like the movie that took place after the Rudolph story, and you know, and they're looking for the Baby New Year and all this whole kind of stuff. And even though I know it was a kid's show, came out back when, but it's still a moral to that story, talking about the New Year situation, because it basically lets you know that the New Year starts out as a baby and ends up as an old man at the end of the year. Okay, everything that year went through, you know, it ages, okay? And that's what it is. In January, it's fresh, it's a baby. By December, it's a senior, mature individual, okay? And that's what we got to look at every year. Every beginning of the year as a baby and the ending of the year as a mature individual, okay? We can't dwell on negative stuff that happened, okay? You know, we got to just move on and look forward to the next year. So back to my point earlier, the reason the December 25th was picked for the Christmas season was because it was considered the darkest and the coldest time of the year, okay? It was also considered the end of the year and the beginning of the next year. So it was the perfect time to set for the season, okay? So that's why I came up with the whole idea, you know, as your producer, just, you know, why not tell the people about resetting their life? And was that a good idea, guys?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So let's just think about resetting our life. I mean, everybody's been through some things, you know, good, bad, et cetera, in between, whatever. And we just got to just move on and continue on. We can't dwell on what happened before. You can't dwell on the loved ones. You can't dwell on the people that you lost. You can't dwell on the bad experiences. You can't dwell on those that betrayed you. You can't dwell on those things. You know, that was then, and this is now. As Jesus said, let the dead bury themselves. Am I right or wrong?
Yes.
Yeah, so let's just move on and go and look forward to a fresh baby new year, okay, and let this old man die a peaceful death. Y'all follow me on that?
Yes, sir. You're speaking biblical. You're speaking biblical. We definitely got to go into this new dimension with a new outlook. And like you said, with maturity. Let the old things die away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say about that. And, you know, and I know that once again, we got those eyes looking in from that dark window. I wish they would press one, but you know how that goes, guys. But undoubtedly, you know, the good thing is we got a lot of eyes. That's the main thing. They're not pushing one, but they're looking in. So that's the main thing, right?
Amen.
The main thing is that they have ears that can hear and speak in faith relationships God's way. That's what we're talking about. That's what the premise is of this broadcast is, for them to listen. So if they don't want to engage, that's fine. If they're listening, great, fantastic. And the one point that you made, Ed, I think is something that we all need to sit back and research. What is our reason for the season? What is it that we're celebrating? Why are we celebrating? Okay. It's interesting because each one of us thinks differently. You were saying that we should celebrate his life, and I'm celebrating that God sent him, which he didn't have to do in the first place. Others may be celebrating Christmas because they have a new grandbaby. I think it's important for us to sit back and review and reflect in our thoughts why we individually
are taking this time of year and why we are celebrating.
Well, for me, you know, like you guys know, this is my husband's first year. I'm having Christmas with me and the boys, and I just thank God for, you know, my family and life. So if there's anything that I'm celebrating this year, I'm celebrating life. You know, it ain't perfect for us. It's not perfect for anyone that I'm connected to. But the fact that we're all, you know, by the grace of God, going to cross over in 2017 with air in our lungs is enough for me to give God the glory. That's all I want, is to see my people, you know, and to see our network grow and come to its higher level in 2017 is what I'm thankful for this year, what I'm walking in and stepping into.
That's great.
That's great.
Well,
Brother Ken, and your final take, because we're down to the last 10 minutes of the show, I think, or last 13 minutes of the show. So what would you like to say on top of it?
So in the scripture it says, with goodwill doing service as the Lord does, knowing whatever good anyone does, he will receive the same from the Lord. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's all about love. Love, love, love. All we need is love. All we need is love, love. All we need is love. If we take the premise of God's word, which is you reap what you sow, and we take the worldly view, which is what comes around goes around, they both have the same premise. What you put out is probably what you're going to receive. So if you want good to come in your life, promote that in all that you do, with your fellow man, with your family, friends, associates. Give love. Not just say that you love someone, because talking is talking, but walking is walking. To put that statement into action, not just say that you love someone, but show them that you love someone. Extend on the love that God has extended to us by sending his only begotten Son, which if you think about that, that's a very, very deep thing. I personally would have a real problem sending my son into the type of adversity that he sent his son. This shows the amount of love that he had. So that's my last message, is love. Do love, be loved, extend love.
That was great. That was great. Those were some great words, Brother Ken. Yeah. I have to say,
amen.
I got a piece of dust blew up in my eye. I gotta try and get it out of there. Anyway, I don't know where that dust came from my eye, man. I don't know. But that was a good speech, brother. Sister June, you got some final words for the audience and for this last show of 2016?
Wow, yes, our last show of 2016. Wow, this year went by fast, I tell you that. I just want to, it's funny that, you know, Ken always sings love, love, love. We definitely got to get that song for him one day. But I just want to tell the listeners that we love them and we thank you for joining us and, you know, just being inspired by us. Comment, you know, even if you don't want to speak, you know, let us know how you feel about how we're doing, because we're here to inspire you. We're here to uplift you. And I just thank my brothers on the line, and I pray that we all have a great holiday as we uplift Jesus Christ in this season.
That was very well said, my dear. Very well. Well, it's been a pleasure to produce and to help nurture the host that you guys have had the pleasure of listening to on this show, Relationships God's Way, on the R10 Network, which in itself is a new entity. And we are gearing towards much more advanced quality for the show and the network, and doing my best to help hone the skills of my protege, June Lewis, and my buddy and brother in arms, Jen Autry, and all's going to be well with him. I just know it, and look forward to a great 2017. We would love to thank all the visitors via phone or internet that was here tonight. As I said before, all those eyes looking in that dark window for keeping us the company here on this show, Relationships God's Way, as they were addressed about the topics on the episode at hand entitled "Let Christmas Reset Your Life." We hope it was an enlightening and inspiring and gave you some insight. And we look forward to seeing you guys come back here next year for the higher perspective of the topic at hand. We look forward to you rejoining us with a very joyous zeal next season, as we bring you fresh and new topics to discuss on Relationships God's Way in 2017. But until then, we here at the R10 wish you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a fantastically great New Year. Have a great evening. Happy holidays to all. And also remember that this is not just Christmas season, but pretty soon is also going to be, it's also Hanukkah and Kwanzaa season. So those things we have to consider as well for our viewers that are, you know, we can't just be selfish, guys. This season is not just for Christians. It's also for everybody, you know. So Santa Claus goes down everybody's chimney.
I don't have a chimney, so I keep my back door unlocked on the 25th.
Yeah, I'm gonna hear you singing, "Is that you, Santa Claus?" Though. but in any case, yeah, everybody have a great evening, have a happy holiday season, and to all, be blessed as we leave you all with a song talking about the things we've been talking about, by a group that some of you may have heard of, and they go by the name of In Vogue. Have a good night, everybody.
Ow.
Merry, Merry Christmas, yeah. Family is here. I can feel a sense of unity. There's a lot of pride in the house now from all the things accomplished since last year. Grandpa's telling stories, Grandma made some cookies for the little kids on the whole block. My auntie's cooking food with my mama that all the neighborhood can smell for blocks. My Kwanzaa,
happy, happy Kwanzaa,
Merry, Merry Christmas,
my Christmas,
happy Kwanzaa,
happy, happy Kwanzaa,
my Christmas,
my Christmas,
my Kwanzaa,
happy, happy Kwanzaa,
Merry, Merry Christmas,
my Christmas,
happy Kwanzaa,
happy, happy Kwanzaa.
Difference is good, and it's understood, there is more than Christmas in our house. That's what makes it cool being family. You find the common ground and work it out. Tradition is our answer, pass them by and test us. That is what my Kwanzaa's all about. A precious day of giving, family and remembrance. It's Christmas time, no doubt. My Christmas.
making all that noise. You guys keep it down over there. Oh, kissing my grandmother Alice and laughing at Auntie Anisha dancing. Now that's funny. Oh, look at Uncle Coy. He's too cool. Oh, here comes my sister. Hey, girl, how you doing? Give me those shoes. Those are cute. This is my town,
Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Every day is like Christmas Day with you in my arms. Getting cozy in Santa's sleigh, you to keep me warm. Underneath that big green tree, the stars shine down, it's so heavenly. Oh, every day is like Christmas Day when you're with me. Every song is a Christmas song. Hear the angels sing. And when you kiss me, I sing along. Just hear the bells ring. In the spirit of good cheer, the chimes so magically all can hear that. Every song is a Christmas song with you, my dear. Happy with what we've got. Oh, come on, baby, let's ride.